Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey, Queen. How are you doing today? We were gone for a few days and some of you did reach out to me and said, we want Hey Queen, but hey, we're back in the full strength of the Lord. So today's episode is titled, What is the Joy Set Before You? So this lesson struck me at work when a colleague of mine made a statement I'd never forget. So backstory, there was this competition set up at the office and a grand prize was a 2-hour spa appointment with a couple of other things, and the ball was set, right? The whole department was set to compete for this and a couple other prizes. Now, I am not your typical competitor. I am not the type that likes to compete for anything. I go for what I want, but if you pitch me against others, you lose me entirely. So the race started, and a few days in, one of our colleagues had set the bar really high. Mind you, this competition was supposed to go on till the end of the month, and this guy has almost reached the target only in the first week. So the second week started and a female colleague of mine decided she was going to go full on in this competition, and this was her statement. This body of mine needs a massage, so I'm going to win the prize. And just like that, people of God, we are in the third week and my female colleague has totally bypassed this male colleague who was in the comfortable lead by so many points. I don't know if he'll ever be able to catch up. Now, I had never thought of it. Mind you, I signed out of this competition the moment the email was sent and tagged competition, which sort of had the focus on beating others, which is not something that ranks high in my value system. However, my female colleague's perspective changed everything for me. It was not necessarily about beating others. It was about what she wanted for herself and what she thought she deserved or needed. It's about what's set before you. What do you stand to gain? I know I'm not the only one with this set of value and belief system, so I am shaking this table for all of us on this table. The Bible says, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of the faith, the first incentive for our belief and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Here, Paul is admonishing us to focus on Jesus, who did not just fulfill his assignment because he was supernatural, but because he had a certain joy set before him. Now, if you think about it, the cross and the shame were more than enough excuses. But he ignored the cross and despised the shame. He went through it. And just a little digression, the Passion Translation says he did it for the joy of knowing that we would be his. And it says, because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his, he endured the agony of the cross and conquered its humiliation and now sits exalted at the right hand of God. And this is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Now, even Jesus had something he aspired for. This is the difference between people who achieve great success and the people who remain mediocre. Can you set a joy before you and ignore and disregard everything to go for it and not relent until you get it? The antelope in the jungle is not thinking about whether or not the lion or hunter will be hungry. He only thinks about staying alive, and so outruns both the lion and the hunter. If you know that God is calling you to have more focus in any area of your life in the coming year, then gear up to ignore and disregard every distraction. Keep that joy before you and let it be your driving force. Let it be the thing that motivates you into giving your best. You can do it. You just need to lose the guilt of ambition. God has called you for more. He has called you to greatness. So stand up to the task. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is not easy for us at all. But we pray, oh God, that in this season you give us the strength to stand up and to set goals that we are excited about achieving, to set a joy before us, and let us be excited about fighting and ignoring every obstacle and distraction and going for that which you have set before us. Father, reveal to us a vision, give to us a dream, give to us a joy, set before us a joy, and let us have the satisfaction of fulfilling that joy, oh God, in you. Grant us the grace to lose the guilt of ambition and to fight for that which you, oh God, have prepared for us. We know that you have called us for greatness and that you seek to use us to do mighty things. We avail ourselves regardless of how we feel, regardless of what we think, and we do that which you have called us to. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.